Good morning. Good afternoon. Welcome to the conference call. Chairperson today is Kent. Kent, please begin your call, and I'll be standing by for the Q&A. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone, to join our conference call today. Today is Limited, 1029 2021 fourth quarter trading update conference call. With us today, we have our CEO, Mr. Yuri Makarov, and also our interim CFO and company secretary, Mr. John Yun. And at this time, all participants are in listen-only mode. So a brief Q&A section, which you can ask in English, Mandarin, or Cantonese, will follow the formal presentation. So as a reminder, this conference is being recorded. Lansman and PowerPoint slides we'll be using for this call have been uploaded, and you can download from our website, www.ilcgroup.com.hk. 歡迎大家出席 鐵江現貨香港交易所編號 1029 2021年度的第四季營運報告 電話會議。 今日公司出席的代表包括了我們的首席執行官 Yuri Makarov先生 以及我們的處理首席財務官和公司秘書 袁兆章先生。 出席的嘉賓暫時會預設為聆聽模式。 管理層報告完畢之後， 我們會有一個Q&A的答問時間。 歡迎大家用英文、國語或者廣東話發問。 另外提醒大家今次會議正在進行錄音， 如果會議用的公告、演講稿已經上載在我們公司網站 www.ilcgroup.com.hk， 歡迎大家下載。 我現在有請我們的首席執行官 Makarov先生和我們主持的會議。 Okay, it's now my pleasure to turn the call over to our CEO, Mr. Makarov. Mr. Makarov, you can start now.
Thank you, Kent, and good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This quarter was quite a challenging, I would admit. Our sales were 2% higher, but production a bit lower than it was in previous quarter. We are developing our new Sukara project, and we are going to start operations there later this year or early at the beginning of the 2023. We have done a big repayment to our to the bank, which gives us a loan for our construction. My colleague Johnny Yan will give you more details on that. Our cash balance is quite healthy. It's once again very positive. We have some flexibility this year. We enjoy the good price of our product, which was higher comparing to previous year, but at the end of the year was a bit lower. Hopefully it will be recovered. We believe that by the end of the year we will enjoy the better transportation facilities for our product after the commissioning of the newly built bridge across the Amur River. Giving more details on slide 7, there is information about what have affected our production. We were limited with the performance of our mining contractors, and consequently the lower ore quality, because when you are not delivering the cubic meters, you can't effectively control the ore grade. So that was one of the reasons why our production was lower. Another reason was the restrictions on the Chinese border based on the COVID reasons. They are, the situation there is a bit better, but still there are some restrictions which are not allowing to operate smoothly. Talking about the performance of our contractors, we are still looking for new contractors and thinking about possibility to organize our own mining fleet. And once again, we are very glad that performance and the construction of all necessary facilities to Sudara deposit, and they are this process is going on very efficiently. We believe that by the end of the year, we will start delivering ore from this deposit. I think that's it, and I will be happy to answer questions later if there will be any, but now I will pass to Johnny to give all the detailed financial information about this quarter. So please, Johnny, go on.
Thanks a lot, Yura. If you turn to slide nine of our presentation slides, you will see our cash and debt balance as of the year-end. We closed the year with a very healthy cash balance of $52 million, and our loan due to Gazprom Bank has been reduced to $113 million at the end of the year. I think all in all, 2021 has been a positive year for IRC. We managed to pay $102 million to Gazprom Bank, of which $70 million is voluntary early repayment of the loan. And so we have successfully repaid half the debt as of now. When we do the early repayment, we were repaying the more expensive tranche. So if you look at the lower part of the slide, it shows the loan profile. The more expensive tranche being LIBOR plus 7.7%, we have successfully repaid $70 million of this tranche, and only outstanding balance in this tranche is $10 million. And so we are successfully reducing the gearing as well as the loan balance and improving the balance sheet of the company. I would like to add more color, but we are still closing the books for December 2021, and by March, when we issue our full year results, I'll be able to give more color and more details about our performance in 2021. So we'll probably give a lot more details by March, and until that time, we'll continue to work as hard as we can. This summarizes my presentation in the cash and liquidity. And can I hand it back to you to describe your competitive advantage of IRC on slide 11?
Thank you. Thank you, Johnny, for your information. That's a usual slide which we are always trying to remind to our shareholders, existing and potential future shareholders, that we are situated just on the bank, almost on the bank of the Amur River, not far from the Chinese border crossing point. We are very effectively situated. Even under the COVID-19, we are still producing and deliver our product to China. Good pricing for our product for all over last year and the year before the last helps to be as financially successful and paying our loan in advance. Quite positive for the company is depreciation of the Russian ruble. It's quite weak now, especially on the background of these political tensions, which everybody can observe around. So, summarizing all above, company is in a quite a good situation, quite a good environment, and quite a good form for the progressing with the development. I think that's it, and we will be more than happy to answer your questions.
Yeah, so we can start QA.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we are now calling for questions. If you wish to ask a question, please press star one on your telephone touchpad. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press star one. Thank you. We have a question comes from Sam of Autonomous Capital. Please go ahead, Sam.
Hi, thank you for hosting this call and all the detailed information you provide. I was wondering if you could talk about your plans for deploying your cash flows once you pay off your debt.
Hi, thanks for calling in and asking the question. My question is, you mentioned about the point where we pay off the debt. Can you clarify the question a little bit?
Maybe if you think about your potential free cash flow after you repay your debt, I presume that maybe over the next year you should have enough cash to pay off your debt. And so the question is how much maybe you might spend on CapEx and how much may be available for other uses, for instance, maybe dividends or other potential uses of cash.
Right, understood. Yura, let me take this.
Yes, please, Zunim.
Well, but that's actually a very good question, but your question by itself involves a full-scale cash flow forecast, which is, to a certain extent, it's very difficult for us to explain this to you, why this call. But I guess the thing is, our cash flows are subject to a number of factors, i.e. production volume, sales volume, and more importantly, the iron ore price. And so it is indeed a bit difficult to say what we are going to do after we repay the debt. I guess the thing is, from our perspective, what we are doing now is that we have to leave out a bit of cash for the development of Sutara, which is our primary importance in our agenda. And the second thing is obviously we want to lower the debt as much as possible. And thirdly, which is also a very, very important agenda point for us, is to further paying our dividend. But then all these three elements will very much depend on, as I said, iron ore price, production volume. Obviously those are external factors, but our target is obviously the three points that I've just mentioned, Sutara, debt, and dividend.
Can you quantify the CapEx needed for Sutara?
Yes, we estimate that this whole Sutara project will need around $45 million. And we spent a little bit of that already because we have already started the development of Sutara. We expect that we'll be able to fully finance the development with our internally generated cash. Obviously, $45 million is not a huge sum, so we're probably able to fully finance the development of Sutara with internally generated funds.
And would that be phase 1.5 or would that include phase 2 to go from a capacity of 3.2 million tons to 4.6, which would be phase 1.5, or does that take you to phase 2 of 6.3 million tons per annum?
Good question, Sam. So you have been really looking at us. Indeed, I think, phase 1.5 as well as phase 2 are in the pipeline. But all in all, I mean, no matter how we look at this, whether phase 1.5 or phase 2, we do need Sutara to come into play before we can incorporate or we can commence phase 1.5 or phase 2. Because the thing is, we do need the adequate supply of feedstock, that means raw material, ore from Sutara before you know, we can substantiate or support the production of phase four, of phase 1.5 or phase two. So again, we'll be focusing on Sutara this year or early next year, and obviously we'll see how it goes and, do, and then the plan ahead about how we should move on to phase 1.5 or phase two.
Okay. And you mentioned the stripping ratio had increased. Is that something that's permanent in your estimation as you keep mining? Would the quality decrease, or is it just a temporary phenomenon?
I'll try to answer that, but if I miss anything, please add. Sam, I think the idea is that we are now reaching to a point where the Kim Khan pit is reaching the end of its life. And inevitably, the stripping ratio or the ore quality of Kim Khan is not as good as it was a few years ago. And so, essentially, we are in a transitional period where Kim Khan is slowly depleting, but we are developing Sutara at the same time. So we are doing a kind of like a transitional period. And so during the transitional period, we will have to suffer a little bit in terms of this Kim Khan ore quality. But then Sutara, when Sutara comes into play, the ore quality will be better. And so, you know, so to extent, to answer your question, yes, it is a kind of short-term impact for us. But we kind of like expected that we will have this short-term impact during the whole life of the project, which is, you know, more than 30 years. So this is part of our mining plan.
We can add, Johnny, that after we will start Sutara, after initial preparation works of the pit, stripping ratio will be lower for a certain period of time.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have other questions, please press star one on your telephone touchpad. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, if you have other questions, please press star one. Thank you. There seems to be no other questions. Oh, may I pass the time to Ken?
Okay, thank you. 咁啊，如果冇任何問題咧，我哋會議就到此為止。咁好，感謝每一位出席嘅嘉賓，希望各位嘉賓咧會有愉快嘅一日。同埋，如果將來有任何問題，可以歡迎聯絡我哋或者入上我哋嘅網站 www.ilcgroup.com.hk。We are now ending the meeting here, and thank you very much for everyone to joining the call today. We appreciate your time. If anyone has any question, please feel free to contact us at any time. Contact details can refer to our corporate website, www.ilcgroup.com.hk. With that, thank you, and have a great day. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for your participation. This concludes the conference. Goodbye.